じゃないの。他かけたじゃないよ。
What?
Just some Naruto shit.
Naruto shit.
Oh, weeb. Hi.
Believe it.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, we Wait, are... the back goes back, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We are now
recording. I feel like I haven't done this in ages.
The newest episode.
Yeah, we
episode.
Took a couple weeks off. I got sick.
Bro, everybody got sick.
Dude, Vancouver's sick right now.
My gosh.
Have you seen the weather? It's like one day rain, one day sun. Like, come on.
One day gray, one day bad.
Yeah.
All of it shit. Also, I almost took some AirPods from someone the other day.
Oh.
But I didn't.
Uh-oh.
I almost stole.
I almost stole. Didn't you? Because learn from your master.
Yeah, exactly. So someone left AirPods at the store. And I was like, and I left them there for like 2 weeks. And I was like,
oh, okay.
Well,
you're patient, bro.
Yeah, because I want them to come back. Wholeheartedly, I don't really care to, like,
I know.
Take it. Just like, oh, excellent. He forgot them.
But they probably forgot that they dropped it there, right?
Yeah, but, like, these are third-gen AirPods. Like, they came out recently.
Yeah.
And they cost, like, $250. Mm. So I was like, as soon as you realize you've lost it, you're going to be like, let me retrace my steps.
Yeah.
But I waited for him to come by, and he just never came by. So I was like, oh, let me take it. But I didn't take it. I went to the store around the corner. I was like, let me see, like, how it feels to be a thief, you know? Like, let me just dwell in this. Let me get, like, a test run. Yeah. Let me just get a test run of what it's like to be Carl for a week. So I took it to the store. But then my iPhone, he sent me a notification, was like, oh, these AirPods have been traveling with you. The owners can track them. Using their iPad. And I was
sick.
Like, oh.
Apple.
I can't go home now. Like, he's going to track me down. Like, so I was just like, oh, fuck it, whatever. I brought them back. Still hasn't come and got them.
Oh.
That can't you just like.
Was he fake? Was he a ghost?
I think it was just.
Was I trying to get like a gift from the universe?
Yeah. But can't you just reboot them or something?
I don't know how. I didn't look in too deep. Even my soul, I can't.
But I think honestly, if they didn't if they didn't come and get them, it's not like you're stealing.
It's been a while. He just hasn't came.
Like they just left them there.
Yeah.
I know you just wanted validation. Like you just wanted.
Of course I do. I want to be able to, like, I want someone in the world to just look at me and say, "Take them."
Yeah.
Take it. It's okay.
Honestly, if they didn't
come.
Yeah, I just don't want to be on this edge. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, should I? Should I not?
Yeah.
It's like. At the same time, he's irresponsible as fuck for just leaving them there and not coming back. I'm like, dude, I did my part.
Yeah, exactly. You did your part.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys have said everything.
These AirPods need a home, okay?
Like, end of podcast. That's all I wanted to really get off my chest here.
I like the devil on your shoulder.
She's like, angel. Oh, yeah, shit.
Take it. Take it, Cameron. You only live once.
That voice came very natural to you, my friend. That was interesting. When's the last time you stole something? Except for all these ladies' hearts, you know what I'm saying? If I was a fuck boy. Carl's out here.
Yeah, one by one, ladies. Come on.
Steal that ass.
Last time I stole. I don't know, man. I think when I was like in my 20 or 21.
Is this a separate story from the other times you stole?
No, it's just pretty generic. It was one of those self-checkout shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, self-checkout shit.
Dude, Walmart's cracking down on that shit.
I know.
I don't have the balls to do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, someone's going to look. So I just scan everything.
Yeah.
But now Walmart has these cameras where, like, if you don't scan something, they
know.
Blink.
The red light blinks?
And they're like, oh, like, you didn't scan something. And then that... Like the person comes.
Yeah, because.
So you can't do it anymore.
It's fucked how, like, they want to develop that technology.
Well, they're cracking down on it.
Crazy.
Because Walmart started threatening Walmarts everywhere and being like, hey, if we're still losing hella money from you, we're shutting your shit down.
Mm.
So you got like 120 people lose their jobs.
Yeah.
So.
Move on to the next grocery store, am I right?
Yeah. What are the prime locations we can really start stealing from these motherfuckers? Yeah, but I remember like last month wasn't there a food, like a grocery store strike?
No way. Was there?
Yeah, like it was like, don't shop at these three, or like it was lists and lists of these major, like Loblaws, all these places.
Oh.
It was like a social media strike, like don't shop at these places for 2 days.
What the
if
fuck
you
happened?
Have to get groceries, go to a local store. and all this stuff. I don't know how successful. Obviously, it wasn't that successful. You guys never heard about it at all.
No.
I'm just, I keep my ear to the streets, you know? I like to be up to date on the grocery store news.
Yeah.
I didn't hear. I just heard about, like, boycotting, like, some, like, brands because of, like, the Palestine.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
war. That makes sense. Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Free Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine. Palestini, Palestini.
But, yeah, wow. What were we, stealing. Don't steal. You know, yeah. If you absolutely have to steal a bag of potatoes, steal some food. Food, I feel like, is justifiable. Yeah. Everybody got to eat.
But you could still get arrested, so.
Yeah, but I'm like, then share the food with the police. Like, I did it for you, brother. Like, Hungry Blue Lives Matter. Sorry, I don't believe that.
Oh my god.
Hungry.
Feed the hunger.
That's funny. That's funny.
Feed the hunger.
Yeah. But we took a few days off, I think. Is everyone's been sick.
Yeah.
Legit, everyone's like a couple days ago when I woke up, I thought I smoked when I was sleeping because my eyes were bloodshot red.
Oh. Some people sleepwalk. Carl sleep smokes. Dude, you're Snoop Dogg's best friend, bro. That's hilarious.
I'm a sleeping persona, just like, fuck this guy, man. I'm going to smoke up.
Damn. Yeah. Carl, what are you doing? Just packing a bowl, man. Got to do what you got to do.
No, because, I was taking care of, a family member. Mm-hmm. They're a baby. And super cute. I was just kind of like, just doing the uncle thing and carrying them around.
Yeah.
You know, kiss on the cheek here and there.
Good uncle.
And then... I didn't know she had an eye infection,
right? Oh, shit.
So, yeah. I only found out later when her eyes, like, made eye boogers.
Oh, no.
And then...
Oh,
that sucks.
It's always so funny when babies have infections on their eye or something.
Or when they get sick.
They look weird.
Little loser. Now, my niece, she was cute. Yeah.
Have you ever got pink eye?
I think that's what I got.
I think I got pink eye once. Maybe
you ate ass. Sorry,
but it's I ate some ass.
That's how you get pink eye.
I know. Yeah.
From what?
Eating
ass.
No, no. It's like what is it called, like poo.
Like poo particles.
Like poo particles in your eye.
Eye,
and you get pink eye from it.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get poop particles in your eye?
Eating ass. You know what I mean? This historic day pastime of eating the booty. Is how one could contract said pink eye.
Yeah.
All right, okay, your niece. So your niece has an infection?
Yeah.
What? Your niece has an infection?
Yeah.
And then you got it.
I think I got it. Yeah.
It's easy to contract. You can get it pretty easy, right?
Yeah. It's very transmittable.
Nothing.
I need a drink.
And then, this literally the next day, when I got back again because I had to drop off some stuff, like the dad was like had what do you call that, an ice, not an eyesore, is it
a sigh,
something like that,
like a cyst,
a pimple,
like a
it's like a pus
almost like
oh,
a pus.
I had it once, yeah,
cyst, right,
cyst, something like
you
that.
You know,
I'm not sure.
Something like that.
I know the name in Arabic, but not in English.
Not medical professionals.
Called badass motherfuckers.
But it makes you feel dirty. Like when you go out, like it's like.
Did you wear glasses?
I know.
No. But like.
Damn, you raw dogged. You were like, showed it off to the world.
No, I was just.
I didn't have any option.
Yeah.
I was working out.
Do glasses not work? To like sunglasses?
Why would you wear sunglasses indoors?
No, I mean, like, you said going out.
Going out.
Because I was working with. Sorry, I said the name, but like I was working with the sales.
Oh.
Like company, so I can't wear my sunglasses
because,
while working.
We're in the public all the time.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it makes
it's
sense.
It's so weird because you feel sick. Like, you feel weird, like, with it. Like,
that's what I did.
Promise
I just
you, like, I didn't do anything weird. Like, you know, to the public. You, yeah.
I called in sick for sure. But, no, I was, I had a fucking point here. Wait.
Eye infection.
Yeah, no, when I got back, yeah, everybody was getting it all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh fuck. And then literally
like
the next day after,
your other family members and shit,
in that household. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn.
And then, like, literally, as I said, when I woke up the next day after, I felt like I smoked because bloodshot red. It was crazy.
Bloodshot red.
But
eyes.
I didn't want to go out or anything because I'm too self conscious. People will think maybe that I'm high or some shit.
Yeah.
Even my nephew was like, yo, are you high right now? Like, I didn't know. This is just
Kyle's eye like, infection. I got pulled over like six times. They keep think I'm high.
I wish, bro. But no, no, no.
Damn, wait, do you smoke weed now? No?
No.
No.
Mm. He's got the boxing thing.
So you can't smoke
weed? He's on a strict thing.
If you... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Why can't you?
Because they're it's fucking nerds. Losers.
It's a league.
Fucking tryhards, man.
League of no smoking.
I don't know. It's just... I don't know, it's just my coach tells me like not to smoke before
for the best,
but after you can do whatever you want.
Before
it's just more of a discipline and health.
It makes sense.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. And plus, like I said, like when I smoke, it's just like everything kind of derails
for me. Same. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Same.
I'm around some of these addicts here.
No, I only do it when I know I'm gonna sleep after.
True.
That's
I'm so happy I discovered in the car.
To
go to bed. I was like, fuck, this is like the best sleep.
It's the best sleep. Yeah. In
I can't
the world.
Stop smiling.
Life is good. That's like the best feeling. Yeah. When you know you got it good.
But I hate when I'm slow, like I'm confused and like I can't put two words together.
I don't like that part about you know being inebriated like that.
Yeah, I don't
especially when someone asking me about something like, where is this? Like yesterday I was on call with my boyfriend and then he was like just talking to me before he goes to work. Not before he goes to work, but like he was just calling me and then he was asking me about some things and I'm like you know what, I'm just so high right now, like I can't answer these questions. Like, can we please talk about it tomorrow? And then my classmates texted me, they're like, oh, no one submitted the assignment, like the group project, can someone submit it please, who knows how to export this? I'm like, shit, I know. I'm like, okay, I will do it. And then I was so high, I don't know how I did it, but like I hate people asking me for stuff when I'm high because I'm like so slow, like things that you know how to do you just can't do.
Yeah.
No, I like to do it before bed when there's like no obligation. There's nothing I have to do. I'm just kind of the only thing I need to do is go to sleep. Like that's the only time. I like to smoke. There's people that are out here that, like smoking, like going to work out.
I know
and stuff, and like they go do their jobs and stuff. I'm like, damn, dude, you really. Props to them. That's props crazy. Them. That's a talent.
Props to them.
So now no drinking, no smoking.
No, right now, no.
Mm.
Yeah. I also
hardcore what's your
guilty
guy.
Then what's your guilty pleasure then?
Although I did
eating ass, got an eye infection because.
Although I did take a shot like of vodka just recently, I felt like, oh fuck, why did I do? Like I was like, oh fuck, why did I do it? Why did I broke my streak? Blah blah blah. Blah.
Life sucks, dude. Like you took one, like you did nothing wrong. Yeah, you know that? You literally did nothing wrong. But your mind
is just like, fuck,
I'm so guilty. Like
I'm on a streak.
Life,
but no.
Oh my god.
But then like after like live a minute life. After, I'm just like, okay, that's fine. It's just
was
one
it
shot.
The night we went out?
No. That was like after.
Okay. Yeah,
I got spontaneous.
So we're not that fun that you don't even take a shot.
He just doesn't
us?
Like us like that.
Sorry.
He doesn't like us like that. The only thing he
next
knows.
Next time we went out. Yeah.
The only thing he knows.
I'll buy
in his
rounds
life,
for everybody.
The only thing he knows in his life is vodka, stealing, eating ass.
Wait, you like vodka?
Hey, it sounds like a good life to me, bro. No.
Wait, you like vodka?
I thought you were going to say you like eating ass. Sorry.
I mean.
Wait, sorry?
I mean,
I like vodka.
There.
Yeah.
I like vodka? What? Mm-hmm.
You like vodka?
No. Certain vodkas, actually, yeah. Certain vodkas. Oh, no, actually, more like tequila. Tequila.
Mm.
You're a tequila guy?
I'm a tequila guy. Tequila Whoa. Dude. Yeah.
Especially I'm on everything. Nah, I'm just joking.
Yeah. Put some coconut in there. Coconut in there.
I hate coconut. In anything.
Period?
Yeah, because it's just weird. The sweet and...
I broke a coconut with my bare hand once.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was some cool... There's few moments in my life I feel like a true man. Where, like, remember I broke a tree
broke
when
a tree.
We went camping?
That's
oh,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And then I took a coconut. Like, people were, like, they couldn't crack it open.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took it and I smashed it against a tree and it just broke open, like, really nicely and evenly. And I was like, I'm your guy.
Coconuts look like baby heads, right?
Oh, baby heads. Why do you have to bring that up after I just talked about cracking open a coconut?
Baby heads?
Right? With a little hair.
I do not.
I'm not
going to
give you my baby.
Yeah. If you keep it away from Rabab. Just she only thinks she's like, oh, crackable.
Oh, oh, that can break. I raised my younger siblings. What do you mean?
Okay.
Are they still here? Is that why you don't like coconuts? Holy shit.
Yeah. Sorry, you were ranting about coconuts?
No, I had a man moment. I just broke that shit with my hand like it was nothing. Shit. And I remember like my hand hurt a lot, but I was like, yeah, I broke it, and I like handed it to them, and I was like, oh, and that was kind of it.
Yeah,
it just felt strong.
I don't know why, but
have you ever had these moments where you just like feel strong as fuck?
Oh fuck yeah!
Like you were just like, damn, I did that. Like oh fuck, like what part of me did that? You know?
Fuck yeah. Me when I'm chopping wood and camping.
Oh, I used to chop wood like, religiously. I used to go to other campsites to strangers and chop wood. And like it sounds weird. Dude, I loved it.
Morning wood, I'm joking.
Shit. I was eating something else. Not ass. No, I was
No, like, I feel that
we
though.
Go,
yeah,
we'd
I
go
feel
camping
that.
With my family.
I feel that.
And I would just like go. Sometimes they'd pay me, sometimes not, but I was just like, oh, you got wood. Cause when you're camping with family, like there's not much to do. Mm. You can like read books.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in the water, mm-hmm. and then you've kind of checked all the boxes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, talk to the family. Yeah, fuck that. So I was like, let me just go around and chop wood.
Yeah.
What, am I not on
this?
I was just making eye contact with the camera while we were talking.
It's just like, if there's any babies out there, watch out. Her Bob's coming for you.
Is there like a same sort of feeling for, I don't know, women?
For you specifically?
Like, femininity, like where you feel the most feminine. When you felt the most feminine, like a memory. I don't know.
Memory? What do you mean? I feel feminine all the time.
Oh, I guess so. like, you know what I mean?
In your past life.
No, I guess in my past life.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's the same feeling. Because us, like, oh, chopping wood. So
manly.
Yeah,
it's so, like, basic.
Yeah.
But it feels, I don't know. We're it's men. Like a sport. It feels so good.
I guess just when, like, I get ready, like, before going somewhere, when I get ready for, like, 2 hours, I feel feminine.
So,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I spent 2 hours just getting ready. When I do my nails, you know, like, yeah, it's just simple things like that. Or, like, when, like, let's, like when my boyfriend was moving, like, just, like, yesterday, I can't help. Like, you know, I'm just there. Like, him and his friends are, like, moving. I'm just standing there, like, looking cute. Like, just watching
them. Oh,
you're
them. So strong.
I'm like, oh, I'm just yeah.
Just tearing him up.
Yeah. And my boyfriend's like, me, man. Me, man. He just jokes about that.
He starts a fire. Fire. Fire here.
Because they were holding really heavy stuff, you know?
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, okay.
That's too.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm just like, no one asking me to do anything. I'm like, okay. Like, I feel feminine that way. Like, no one is expecting me to do anything because they know I'm, like, weak, you know?
Yeah.
So,
damn.
Yeah.
Like, that gives us so much ego boost. Like, some girls just say, oh, you're so strong.
Yeah.
Like, you would feel like Popeye.
I feel like I grew, like, a forced dick or something. The world is mine. I'll punch the fucking moon right now, dude. Like, I'll punch a goat in its ass. Sorry.
Yeah.
But
in its ass.
I don't know. Those are random moments. But it's not toxic either.
Yeah.
It's just like it's a big ego boost.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, like you
Why
feel
not?
Super good.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, people are allowed to feel good. I feel like people forget that.
Yeah.
Damn, that was deep.
Men are allowed
Cameron,
to be
I'm
men.
Dope.
Like, be a man.
Be a man.
Be
a man.
Whoa.
Sleep a man, wake up a man, be a man.
That one dude from TikTok. Do you know those TikToks?
Oh,
be a
man.
Like, shit with the door
dad,
open. Be a man.
Oh, yeah. So
don't talk about your feelings. Bottle them up and then explode when you're 57. Be a man. Don't go to the emergency room. Be a man.
Hell
yeah,
no.
I see a lot of those. Actually, it doesn't pop up anymore, but I did see those videos. Those
simpler
are fucking
times.
Hilarious.
Algorithm can get, like, so weird.
Yeah.
Recently, I've been, like, going to Reels, Instagram Reels. I'm not getting old, don't worry.
Okay.
But I've been going to Instagram Reels because it's happier. TikTok is too negative.
True.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just the algorithm you have.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm just glad
you like the drama.
I think TikTok is just smarter.
Maybe.
You know? Like, TikTok picks on the things I say and brings me what I... like what I'm talking about, but like Instagram ignores things.
It
and
just shows you shit
and recommends me more things in Arabic, so I like Instagram Reels for that. But like TikTok just recommends me all like Western stuff and, you know, just very toxic stuff.
Shit. Yeah. Do you know it's going to get banned here?
Really?
In Canada. Maybe.
Oh, this is news.
There's rumors.
Damn Instagram it, our biggest video is on that one, dude.
Shit. I don't know why. Like, come on. TikTok is fun. Like.
Yeah, because, like, yeah. States doing it, and then.
It's just boomers trying to take control of some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, take control of homelessness.
Yeah, like, fucking control. Call your wife, dude. Yeah, yeah, I know, right? 25 years. All you do is play golf and fucking have fires with the boys. God. That's do some damn. Dishes and give your fucking wife a hug.
America.
You know?
No, now, like, you know, if we had a chance at sponsor, we're not going to get it because of that. Because probably all these people are like...
You know what? So many people have talked about worse things. We yeah. talk about random shit.
Yeah, we talk about random shit.
Yeah. Carl eats ass. You know, that's something to sponsor. Yeah. Give your ass to Carl for him to eat, and we'll make it like a charity event. Oh my God, eat ass for... Eat ass for... Dude, that's... Eat ass for charity? It's huge. Hosted by Carl Salas.
Imagine.
Professional strong man, more professional tongue man. Like... No. God, I'm coming up with business ideas on the ride, and you guys are nothing. God.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awkward.
You guys are fucking boring. I need new friends, dude. I need people that are down to do the most ridiculous shit for views and money.
Yeah. What's, like, the most ridiculous shit you want to do?
Host a charity for eat ass for Carl. Like, and it's for charity, Carl. How could you say no?
Nobody shows up.
What if everybody shows up? Carl's got a busy day ahead of him.
Oh well.
We can make it a 3-day thing. So I'm really trying to push it.
He ends the day
away.
With his tongue all infected with all sorts of things.
Dude, you're this committed to boxing. You might as well be like after the boxing's finished. You need something to do.
All right, guys. You might as well raise more funds this time for.
You could start a new workout plan where you do, like, tongue push-ups, and you're just on the ground.
He just puts, like, a plastic bag over the ass. And Poor sanity.
He's got, like, a handkerchief. Fucking...
Yeah, like, making him a fork. Like, and he's got, like, a signature move where he slaps them twice. And then he does it. Okay. Anyways, want to do a segment now? Do you want to get into a segment?
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is probably our most our most explicit episode in a while, for sure.
I know, right?
But I mean, fuck it, who cares, dude? I don't care.
Yellow.
We're just trying to be here, make fun, do stupid things, talk about stupid things.
So this time we're gonna do like would you rather instead of like a question of the week.
Would you rather? Yeah.
So it's a question. Should I read what people said first and then see what you guys think about the question? Like our opinion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, would you rather see the beginning or end of time?
Ooh.
Yeah.
End of time. As long as I don't have to be alive after that.
End of time?
Like, you know, people are like, oh, I want to stay alive forever and ever and ever. I'm just like, no, that's so,
like,
that's
you
so scary.
You want to see it? Why?
I don't mind seeing it. See what happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It'll just be
because what's the beginning of time? It's like, oh, some like fucking explosion. Dinosaurs, this thing's trying to eat me. Like, I don't know.
Oh, we're talking about, like, here.
What do you mean?
Like, world.
In a fucking game? What do you mean?
I thought it was the universe, like, beginning of time.
I thought
time,
you were like, oh, I thought you meant the end of the day. It's like, okay.
I thought, like, what?
Yeah, it's like the end of time.
Oh, no, like, end of time, like, the whole universe, like, the whole world. Yeah.
Because that'll be super dark.
I was thinking, like, you'd just be in space.
Like, space floating, sure. And then
I was thinking of, like, end of the world.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind the end of the world. Probably see what happens.
Yeah,
and as long as I can like blip out of it, like come back here and not be a part of it, that's fine with me.
Yeah,
but there is a theory where it's like it's just gonna restart, like where the Big Bang will occur again, and then it's just another cycle.
It's a cycle.
I mean, fuck, so many things happen. Cycle. Like weather cycles.
Yeah,
the Earth goes through many cycles.
Circles. God, the planet has a circle cycle.
Okay. I remember.
Stick to eating ass.
The first time, the thing that came to me in like to my head when I read this question is like, if I saw the end and I come back and I know the end is so bad, like I can't live anymore, like I'll just be so depressed.
Really?
You know?
Really?
But you would never hit it.
So, but I would rather know like the beginning of time, like how it all started, than like that will just make me like calm, like,
more
oh,
hopeful.
Okay, so this is how.
Really?
Yeah. I don't make money. I feel like I'll just tell people I saw.
It depends
what happens.
Like, if I do it at the end of time, if it's probably going to be, like, maybe a few years from now, I'll be like, oh, okay, this is going to end, like, in a few years. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'll be then depressed.
Yeah.
And then probably do the most shit I can.
Yeah.
But
I don't mind the end.
Yeah.
Everything has an end.
But if it's, like, way beyond my lifetime,
yeah,
I'll be like, okay, cool, this is
how I would
it
go
ends
to the beginning and then start Google or something, like
start Google. Exactly. Start,
even though there's
Cameron,
like,
Modest,
there's no humans, but it's just like dinosaurs and shit. I'm just like, you guys, Google's gonna come through one day. You'll understand what I'm
roar
talking about.
Yeah. Bark, bark. What the fuck? Roar? Really?
Roar.
Call it Modest. Modested, bro.
Oh, I modested that. No, that sounded weird. Modest.
Cameron it. I don't know.
I Camared it.
Camared?
If you had to change Google to
Ronnie
a different name.
I don't know.
Oh, Ronnie's name?
Ronnie it.
Yo,
Google
you should
it.
Ronnie it.
Ronnie
it. Ronnie it. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. See, the plan is beginning. I'm going to go to the beginning of time and start a company called Google.
Yeah, you can be ahead of everything.
And we'll be good. Even my dinosaur ancestors will be fucking rich as shit.
They will worship you.
Yeah. They'll be. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit.
You want to see what people said?
Yes.
Yeah, what did he say?
So.
Should I put in the title "Ass for Charity"?
Yeah, that's funny. That's title.
But like,
that's
money
title
signs for the ASS. Just as like a
nothing interesting sentence. Actually, people didn't say anything interesting.
Oh, I think we had better. Yeah. We had better things to say.
All right.
That's a good idea, right?
Money sign
for charity.
That's the title. That's
title.
The title.
Title. Cool.
That's the title.
So when are you starting this campaign? When does it begin? What's the date? What's the year?
What's your relationship status? Spray my tongue with a lot of hand sanitizer.
Do you think we could? Maybe this will lead to the invention of a tongue condom.
A tongue condom.
Dude, be on with
true,
this with me.
True.
Improv.
True.
You fuck. I was to say yes and.
Oh yes and. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
Tongue condom. Period. End of the episode. That's funny.
Tongue condoms. What would you do with it? Just like.
Oh yeah, you could try foods that you didn't like.
But you can't taste it with a condom, right?
But that's the point. You're like, oh, I need these vegetables.
Oh, you just wear the texture?
Yeah, like, oh, I need the vegetables for the
what
nutrients.
What are you guys talking about?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, sorry. What are we doing?
Segments.
Business idea. Segments. Business idea. Tongue condoms.
Tongue condoms.
Brought to you by CC, Carl on camera.
Yeah.
Next segment.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Next question. Or next.
Would you rather find 1,000 cockroaches or one stranger in your attic?
Wait, what?
One
find?
Would you rather find 1,000 cockroaches or one stranger in your attic?
I've never seen a cockroach before. So
really?
Never, ever.
What?
And he
so
mad at me about it.
What?
So privileged.
But I lived in the Arctic. Like,
what?
Dude, plants don't live up there. What? Like, there's not a lot.
Wait, don't you see... Well, I mean, there's no cockroaches and garbages here, too.
I just don't see it. Have you guys seen maggots? I've seen maggots.
I've seen maggots.
What's maggots?
It's like this little worm that eats meat.
Yeah,
it's like super gross. I would like
they turn into flies.
Yeah, when you
flies
turn in, like you like open your garbage can.
It keeps getting grosser.
1,000 cockroaches, 1,000 maggots, or
yeah, 1,000 cockroaches or a stranger in your attic.
I'd probably say person.
Yeah, I feel like a stranger.
That's scary.
I'd say person.
Cockroaches are crazier.
Yeah, but at least they're not human.
There are 1,000, though.
But I guess you're not thinking about
they might
it
eat
in
you
my way. Like, you're thinking, oh, it's just another man. Me, I'm like, oh, it's a man.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I would just try to, like, befriend the person. Like, I would leave it, like, you know how people, like, leave food for raccoons and shit?
Yeah.
Like, I would, like, sneak, like, a potato up
there.
Oh,
I see somebody.
So
you're living
and just,
here
like, try to, like, you know, like, oh, like, here's a McDonald's quarter pounder. Just see if he eats that. You know, but he's like vegan, so I can only give him certain things. I try to befriend him, and if it doesn't work out like that, just call the police.
Yeah,
yeah.
It depends on, you know, if it's a girl, guy, or whoever.
What is that? Why is that?
Because like, if it's like a guy, then it would be like, okay, dude, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
And if it's a girl, like,
stay here. Tell nobody about.
If you can cook, then all good.
All right, you're my wife now.
No, I'm joking.
I gotta get training for my charity. I gotta get some type of training in. Oh, no, I'm just joking. Okay, yeah, I guess it does play a factor, but at the same time, it's like, just call the police.
Yeah, yeah.
But if the the police is like, oh, we need evidence before we do anything, then I'd be like, I'm gonna buy a gun real quick.
I hate cockroaches, but I would rather see cockroaches than a stranger in my place.
Really?
Because it's just like, what are you doing here? Like,
so let me give you this premise. Let's say you like come home, you're chilling, hanging out, and you move your fridge.
Please.
No, cockroach wise.
Yeah.
You move the fridge, and then a thousand just come crawling.
I'll just run away.
That's it? But they're crawling on you. They're going on.
Bro. Because it's a thousand. It's a thousand.
It's a lot.
I'll just keep running and screaming until someone saves me.
Kyle, we got to set her on fire.
just a walking cockroach. Covered in cockroach.
I'll just run and knock on my neighbor's doors.
Oh,
everyone's
my God, cockroach!
Doors. And it's just like, save me, you know? And then that's it.
They're going to set you on fire. There's a fucking big ass cockroach.
They're gonna fuck you up. They're going to fuck you up.
What would you choose?
A stranger.
Yeah. A stranger. I could handle. But you know what? This goes deep into like, you know, like the safetiness of it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, it's a stranger. You know, it could be good. Could be bad, too.
Yeah.
I just have like, I'll just like slowly feed them. Yeah. Kind of like a raccoon, I guess.
A raccoon?
I don't
raccoon?
Know.
Like, feed them here a raccoon.
Who's your pet now?
Oh, yeah. Just like, maybe like an experiment. What can I put up there and see what happens? Yeah. Oh, put another person up there.
There are stories actually like that, that like people find out.
That someone's been living in their house.
Yeah,
that is creepy.
That's
super creepy.
That's creepy.
Because then you're like, who the fuck ate my ketchup chips? Like, what's going on here?
Have you ever broken into someone's ass?
Broken into?
Since we have like a history of crimes.
Are we just
says you? What?
Yeah. Are we joking?
I'm joking.
Are we just indicting ourselves? No, I think I want to.
Incriminating here.
You want to?
Yeah.
You
like,
want to?
Honestly, like, just to be like, I did it. But then leave. I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I gotcha. And then I walk out the door.
I like seeing people's houses. But like, it's creepy. I know.
I would only do it to like very nice houses.
But I like how to see like, cool. How this person was thoughtful and then like making their house. You know, like I don't know. I like decor wise. You know, like I just want to see like, oh, cool.
That's chill.
Yeah, just break in like, oh, nice interior design. Okay,
dude,
bye.
Dane Cook has a whole bit on like doing B&Es, like breaking.
Yeah,
and
breaking. Who? Oh, what?
Dane Cook. You know Dane Cook. Oh, right? He has a whole bit on it where he's just like, I would go to each door and be like, bah, smash it open. But he's like, I wouldn't even break in. I would just go to the next door, bah, just like keep breaking people's doors down. And they're like, yeah, I think I don't know. I think I would just.
I remember when I
say
did
it just to do it.
I did like door to door sales just for 1 week and I quit. Yeah.
Did it for a long time.
But in that 1 week, like, I remember when people would open their door and, like, I would see into their house, I would get so excited because, like, I just want to see their house. Like, it's all nice houses, you know? Like, oh, okay. I see you.
When
like,
we did
you
that,
a good house.
Did you get invited in a lot? I got invited in a lot. To, like,
oh.
Like, by, like, older men. I'm just like, we're all here for you. Don't worry. But like, it would be them. It would be them, and like their wife would be there chilling, and they would just like treat it like a homie hangout. They're just like, oh, do you want a beer? Come in and chill. Like, we'll talk.
Yeah, about that's
this.
Always the nicest.
Yeah, that's like that's happened the most. Where they're just like, oh, come in, chat, and have a beer.
Oh, that's.
And
nice.
I'd be like, I'm working, I can't, but I'm trying to sell you the shit. But they just want to talk with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like
it's always the nicest.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the only time that's like really happened.
Yeah, I remember once I got chased by a dog.
I got bit by a dog too. Yeah,
really?
I got bit by my ankle.
Fuck.
And it was bleeding into my sock and my shoe. And then when I went to the next door, I was like, "Oh, hi! Like, my name's Ken. I'm trying to sell you this product." And he was
slowly
like,
"Have consciousness
you?"
Like.
And the person was like, "Is your foot okay?" And I looked down and my fucking whole sock was just red. And I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm good. I just, you know, stepped in a puddle." I don't know. Yeah, that was interesting.
But don't you get sick if a dog bites you?
If it has rabies.
Yeah, if it has rabies.
And there's like bacterial. Dude, rabies freak me out. I was always scared of rabies because I used to grow up with res dogs. And like,
are
they
not
they say,
like, vaccinated or something?
No,
or?
The thing about rabies is like if as a human you get rabies, it's like 99% fatal.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you get it majority of the time, if you don't catch it early enough, you die.
Because there's like a delay.
You can't drink water. You can't, and there's like no symptoms.
Yeah,
you can have rabies and just have no symptoms. Like you just feel normal
until
for days.
Yeah,
and then that's how like a lot of people die. And I'm just like, that is terrifying.
Yeah. But the good thing about it is that, like, you have a few, not a few days, I think, but some time.
What are you doing in that time? I'm getting hammered. I'm
If you get bit by, like, this rabid animal.
Yeah. Well, I think even if you do get rabies, you can't drink water.
Yeah, because, like, the water scares you.
It scares you?
I don't know. It's like a... your body just is opposed
to it. Yeah, yeah. It, like, won't allow it in or something. Yeah. It's just like, what the fuck? Rabies underrated. Like, people don't talk about it enough.
Promote rabies right now.
Because if you get it, you die. Like,
yeah, that's why my mom has phobia of dogs. Because she's like, if a dog bit me, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You're kind of right.
But I don't know.
Have you guys ever watched that movie Cujo?
No.
Well, the dog gets rabies. Mm-hmm. It's a Stephen King book that turned into a movie. The dog gets rabies, and then this kid gets, like, trapped in a car. And the dog is, like, fucking foaming at the mouth, trying to break into this car, and this kid's trying to get out. And, like, it's terrifying. And I was like, oh, animals are not always kind.
No. Honestly, that's the only thing that scares me of owning a pet. Because, like, if this pet just suddenly go crazy, I can't even talk to them, you know? Like, I can be like, calm down, you know? Like,
I heard it's going to be fine. Where, like, this person had a pet snake.
Yeah. And snake, come on.
And ate.
Yeah, but no, did not. He had a pet snake. Because a lot of people have pet snakes.
Yeah. Okay.
And he brought it to the vet. He was like, oh, my snake isn't, like, eating. It's not eating anymore. It's not eating. It won't accept any food. And then the vet was like, oh, yeah, he's saving room to eat you. Like, the snake was saving.
Honestly, yeah, like, snakes do it was, that. Yeah,
it
true.
Wasn't eating because it wanted to eat the owner.
I heard about that.
And I was like,
was it big enough?
And their name was Carl Sells.
But that's why snakes. That's why snakes are snakes. Why would you, like, have a snake pet? Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah. You're snakes.
Because I even
have
like a
fake friends.
I even have like a fake friend. Yeah, those are just as
just the same.
I remember, like, even my dad. He had a pet snake as well.
Your
in
dad?
His, like, 20s. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and he said it got lost in the wall. Oh. And so he had to call, like, animal control, and they had to, like, break down the wall and shit. I was like, the snake was just hanging out in a wall, dude. I think it was his story or some
Why
other buddy's
story.
Why
the fuck would you have a pet snake? It's so
I don't know.
Scary.
I just can't see what's going on in their face. Yeah. That's why I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
There's, like, no emotion. There's just, no, like, slit eyes.
Like, he doesn't have an arm he can reach out and be like, it's okay, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, like, looks and is just looking constantly. And it's just, I'm like, okay, it's there's
scary.
No, I can't empathize with this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I was like, nah, we never getting snakes. What about people that have, like, pet tarantulas?
Yeah.
I like tarantulas, actually.
Really?
The fuzzy ones, the big ones, they seem cute to me.
What's, bro, what is dude? That?
Like, the big
spiders.
I don't know if they're
Australian spiders.
Are they Australian spiders? But tarantulas.
Have you seen those Australian spiders? They're big as shit.
They're big as shit.
I think one time in Egypt I saw a scorpion. Like, you know, these... The, like, dessert, like, animals.
Dessert?
Not dessert.
Pardon me?
Oh, scorpions? Desert.
Desert.
Dessert animals?
No. And there's a lot of lizards in there, too. Like, we would, like, see some of them on the wall. And it would be a scary day for all of us.
Yeah, my buddy said, like, there's a like, in Malaysia too, there's lizards everywhere of all sizes.
Sometimes they sneak into the house.
They're just in the house, they're everywhere.
One time my dad killed one and I was like, so scary. Shit.
Wait, lizard?
Damn.
Small lizards, and he's just
So they're just, like, super common.
Yeah.
I haven't
so
really
big.
Seen
You know, killing something so big is like not human though, but like, I mean, like a lizard. It's like so
we know no one. If there's a human in her attic, we know what she's gonna do.
It's like insects is like, okay, I'm just gonna wipe you with a tissue, you know, and like throw you in the toilet. Like,
you
know,
just get rid of
but
it.
But like big things like rats and like lizards, it's like so gross. It's
it
like,
is gross.
Yeah.
Have you seen like a mouse or a rat in a trap?
In a trap.
It looks. It's so.
Like, the eyes are just, like, gouged up.
Yeah, I hope it's instant.
Yeah.
There's moments where I do see photos of that, and I'm just like, there's a shed
of... You see photos of that? Where? Well,
like, could be anything. Twitter, fucking dumb. We have...
Like,
we have the internet at the axis of our fingertips. You'll see
now
anything.
I want to Google it, but I'm scared of having bad dreams.
True. True. Yeah, big things, killing big things is, like, very gross.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
Yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Man, I don't fuck with.
So none of us are serious.
Yeah. I don't fuck with spiders though.
But
Carl
been quiet.
I fuck with spiders. Yeah.
God, you're lonely.
I told you.
How has these past few months been? No, what do you mean?
I told you guys, right?
Like, oh, yeah, yeah,
I grew
yeah.
up, like, making the spiders fight.
Oh, spider. Yeah, okay.
In Philippines, yeah. That was, like, the biggest thing for children.
That adds up.
It's like, yo, there's a tournament.
You know, some people have, like, teddy bears and
Barbie dogs. I'm out here with spiders, dog.
Damn, the hustle was real.
The poverty was real.
Would you get a pet tarantula?
I don't mind, yeah. Yeah.
If I ever... If it ever...
Hey, guys.
Ta-da. The one thing is, I'm like, oh, if someone has, like, a pet spider, but it's missing, I'm like, I'm burning this house down.
Takes off your slippers. Where is it?
No, I'm doing more than that. I'm pulling out a gun. Where the fuck is it at, dude? Come get this bullet.
I don't think a slipper is
yeah, I feel like the spider would grab the slipper and he'd like hit you with it. Like, dude.
Oh, God.
Small little things, man. They're freaky as shit. What do they call it? The spiders call it arachnids?
Arachnids, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, centipedes, too, man.
Yeah.
Them bitches. They were super poisonous. I'm pretty sure.
I'm fairly sure. Some certain like species, but when we had like these centipedes back in Philippines, yeah, they were pretty cute.
They're chill.
What is the centipedes?
Like it's like a long bug with a lot like of legs.
100 legs.
Yeah. Have you seen those?
And they just crawl around.
They just crawl around.
I've seen them in Syria, and I've heard it's like they're really bad.
They're very strong.
It depends on like I guess the environment.
And they eat like your furniture.
They eat anything.
Like if like God forbid if your house like gets infested with that, that's it. Like you need to like get rid of things.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
like,
I guess so.
You gotta move out.
You need to restart. Yeah.
You know what I want? I want like a pet praying mantis. They're so cute. They're just like
what's that?
It's like these green little thin green ants. Or not ants, but green bugs.
Oh. Yeah.
They have like arms.
I don't want any bugs so around cute. Me. Except butterflies, I guess.
Butterflies?
But
butterflies
they even cool. them they can get a little
dude,
bit.
Dude, ladybugs freak me out.
Ladybugs?
I don't like ladybugs.
What the fuck?
One time I recently crushed one.
I don't judge a book by its cover. I don't fuck with ladybugs, bro. Like, they're cute, but I'll crush it. Yeah, I'll do what Rabob did.
You got more than six legs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
What do you mean you crushed one?
You crushed one.
Did you go out of your way?
Like, by accident. I was just walking in, like, my friend's house. Like, you know who.
Yeah.
And then I was walking, and then suddenly I felt like, oh, I stepped on something. I looked down.
You just heard, like, a little scream?
And then, but, like, ladybugs are, like, a sign of luck, you know? So I'm like, did I step on my luck or something?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, do you guys have, like, an insect thing where it's, like, a sign of something?
Yeah.
No.
Like a tornado is a sign of
like moth
good fruit
is like a bad sign, like something bad is gonna happen.
Dude, moths are hilarious, bro.
Moths,
they just eat clothes and then rave the whole night at lights. They just go by lights and just rave the whole fucking night.
But back home as well with moths, apparently if you got visited by one, it's like a loved one visiting you.
Really? Oh, that's cute. Yeah. They're so dusty.
Yeah.
That was even like a dust imprint.
They're coming from the grave.
Yeah. My grandma always used to say like they don't like get moths because they'll eat my clothes. Dude, that's how poor I was. I was like, I was even worried about the moths eating my clothes.
My mom had OCD about moths. Like she was like always like, oh, like very clean, making sure that like everything is
like dusty as well.
Yeah.
But moths are sometimes beautiful. Have you seen some videos of them? Different species? It's crazy.
We have different algorithms.
They're like
one time we should really get high and watch documentary.
I thought you were gonna say moth videos.
No,
I was like, why am I gonna waste weed on that, dude? That's funny.
Super downs. Super downs.
We should watch like National Geographic videos.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should. One time I went on a date with the guy, and then he took me home with him. And then when we were like just getting like, you know, he literally like switched the channel, like not channel, like he switched.
How old is this motherfucker?
He switched it to like documentary videos of animals, and I started like and he started kissing, and I was like, whoa, like
this guy
is he okay? Like
a predator.
Is he okay?
he seemed very cool. Like I'm like that's why I'm like was wondering like. But he was high, so maybe that's why.
Probably. Dude, animal documentaries are so fascinating. I get so lost in them. Where they follow, like, pet baby wolves.
I know.
And then the baby wolves are, like, learning to grow and hunt and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they get older, and then I can't find the next part on TikTok, so I just lose interest.
I also like documentaries about serial killers, you know.
Okay.
How it all started, so that I can like see the signs in
people around me,
you know.
Yeah.
I like to compare serial killers to people around me.
True, because it's always myself. Someone you know. It's always like someone when someone gets murdered, it's always by someone that's like
you know. So close. Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Really? Is that a thing?
What are you doing tomorrow?
Keeping myself away from you, bro.
That's funny. Yeah. But I think that was a podcast.
Was it?
Yeah, I guess so. There's no more prompts? Okay.
Well, if there is there more prompts?
I mean, there's a lot of questions. We can like ask.
Maybe do one more.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we'll one more. Yeah, yeah.
One more, and then we'll hit her up. What?
I feel like this is a National Geographic episode of Glitter.
That's a simple one.
True, true.
Would you rather win 500...
Sorry.
That's a show.
That's all, folks.
Would you rather win $500,000 or let your best friend win $1 million?
Oh, best friend win $1 million.
Fuck. So would I rather win 500,000?
Like a half a million or let your friend
best friend for $1 million?
Yeah. Who's the best friend though? Yeah. I'll do 500,000.
Ouch.
No, because then I was like, I'd be very Gary V on it.
Yeah.
Let's double it. We got this. We'll work day and night.
Yeah, I don't trust anyone. I would take the half a million.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because fuck even okay, let's say even if my friend won
500,000.
I mean, if my friend
is, if they won, they have no obligation to do anything.
If we write a contract, that says that they're gonna give me half of it, then yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. If I know I'm gonna get the other 500,000. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're gonna be getting to pick the choice anyway, right?
Would exactly. So I can talk to my friend like,
hey, I'll choose this for you.
Yeah.
As long as you make sure to get
it. Actually, that way,
we'll both win.
Yeah. Exactly. But okay, if that friend is fake, then.
But then it gets it deposits in someone else's account. You're like, motherfucker, I wasn't the friend. Yeah.
500K. Holy shit.
500K. I don't know what I would do with that.
I'd be.
Actually, I know exactly what happened.
I'll be better off.
I won't talk about
it. I'll just block everyone.
Rabab has her hopes and dreams is to lay in bed and do fucking nothing and play Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Shout out
that's
to cool. Game.
That's good. That's a good. Would you rather just? Mm-hmm. I think the segments, like bringing in the segments at the end of the episodes, are really great.
It's really good. Yeah.
It was a really smart move.
I'm curious about what people said on the cockroach thing.
Yeah.
She's biased. <That's
crazy>. Someone said, I'll take the stranger. I feel like 1,000 roaches will quickly become a million.
Yeah.
True.
Multiplying. Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Someone said, one stranger is a lot easier to kill than 1,000 roaches. Whoa.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Carl, what are you doing tomorrow? Whoa. No, that's cool.
Oh.
Damn.
I guess so.
Yeah.
If they're stuck in the attic, you could just like, I don't know, put a gas thing up there.
Yeah.
Or something. Or just burn your house down.
Gas thing.
Collect the insurance.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I think that was a good podcast.
That was that.
Yeah.
We're doing another late night one. Hopefully it's not, I think we have high hopes to not do this too long in the future.
Yeah.
I got work in the morning.
Same. Yeah,
she's got stuff
to do. Believe it. Yes.
So thank you for the episode. Listen to us on YouTube, Spotify, and iTunes.
Thank you.
Arigato. We have some ideas coming in the future, video ideas. We have a poutine rating idea. And then I want to do some other public stuff. Pause, that sounds weird. But like with other people. Wait, pause, that also sounded weird. But like it's public videos, cool videos that like hopefully like Vancouver people will see us, you know? Especially from Vancouver. We Vancouver creators. Hit up Carl if you want to, you know.
Eat some ass.
If you're bored, DM us.
Yeah. If you're an investor, you know, we have the launch of.
If you have extra money.
The tongue condom.
Let us know.
Tongue condom by Glitterally. For you to find the glit. Sorry. That's the end of the episode. My name is Cameron with us. Nice to meet you.
Have a glitterous night.
Glitterous night. Damn. Name's Carl.
Or day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's Rabab.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to go. Bye.